Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Psychics Gone Wild. We're having a really great weekend and look forward to having a lot of fun with all, each and every one of you who are available to call in at the 773-897-6461 number. Welcoming and looking forward to having some fun with everybody that likes to call in. We're welcoming a really good show, and the exciting part that we've had on Psychics Gone Wild, we've had a lot of numerous guests and a lot of people coming in, and we always welcome each and every one of you to call in. We have been promoting and really looking forward to the month of June and laying out the month of May with a lot of fun of variety. Those of you who've been listening in have had and experienced some really good variety with different guests and different fun that we've had on. I welcome and approach each of you that have called in to pretty much hang with us, you know, and give us a little bit of variety because we've been doing each and every show. We have today going to be on is some different ones, and right now it's Psychic Jethro, and I welcome you guys for the Psychic Chat. We have been adding topics, and those of you, we welcome you to call in. We've had some people calling in and doing readings, and when I apologize to those of you who call in, who've called in before, we do have you do a little bit of a mini reading now, and it's due to limit times and other people that have waited, and so, you know, to get in. I do encourage those of you who are listening to do follow with us, and we do specials for those of you who do follow, so you're able to get a longer, better reading and able to get to that psychic you've been asking about. Well, without further ado, we're going to start our fun Saturday with talking with 253. You're on Psychic Fun. Wow. How are you today?
Oh, not too bad. How are you?
Really good. I welcome you, and I thank you for calling in. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. A little bit of a difficulty with the phone here, so I apologize. I'm going to have you say your name and ask me your question.
Okay, my name is Allison, and my question is, I am looking for, well, to make my life more prosperous in my home and with a move and with my career.
Okay.
So they are, you know, they are, one leads to the other.
You know, great. No, and I applaud, and I thank you for calling in, Allison. And I, we're going to look a little bit here and kind of enjoy the fact that on this fun Saturday, what we've got happening is you were asking about your career. I'm going to have you talk just a few minutes here so I can make sure with you and picking up with your guides and what's going on. And Allison, I feel like you're doing some right now. The work you're doing is not fulfilling or financially is what I'm getting.
Yes, that's quite correct, yes.
Wow. Oh. And I feel like the really good thing is you have a lot more potential, but the economy isn't the only thing that's getting you. It seems to be that right now, if things are happening for you, all of a sudden you're putting in a lot of time and effort and things are changing for you. I feel like you've had some chance here on some things later coming up, and that's what we're going to look at. Allison, can you just talk to me a little bit here? It's a little hard, not just only the phone, but picking up with your guides. They're showing me wind. I keep getting a lot of energy and things happening, and I'm in hurricane season down here, and I'm not seeing anything out my Florida window, but I just got this feeling with you. I want to talk to you a little bit here and just let me pick up and let your guides be able to trust me and let me in to do this. I'll have you say your name slow and then give me a little bit of energy here. Like, let's say, talk to me about some of your career options, what you're feeling, just so that the guides will do it, and then I'll let them show me because they're showing me a lot of stress there.
My name is Allison, and my career, the career that I used to have is not the work I used to do is not the work I want to return to, but I would like to stay in the general field and take a new path. And that is, that has its own challenges for sure. And, but I'm clear on the, I feel the pull and onto the path where I need to be. And there are a lot of challenges. The economy is certainly one of them, yes.
That's what I feel. And I feel this happening. And Allison, that helped me a little of it. Because I think I have talked to you before. I think this was the frustrating thing that the guys were. What happens here is Allison's in a career that you can make a living and then you can do real intense. And unfortunately, when things all get said and done, you're in the month, you worked real hard, and you're still trying to get it to work out because like we were talking, like you were saying there, the economy is part of it. And part of the other thing that the guys were talking to is that financially for Allison, it seems to be some other things happening. And the angels and guys are telling me with you, Allison, that there's going to be more with the other part of the business and more of this where it's financially more feasible. There's times in your career you can do writing or do other things out, and it isn't always so financially productive for you. It's like people... Like there's you have to be careful in your career that you can be get caught up where you're not making money for the work you're doing.
Yeah, there isn't always a danger of that. But right now I am looking for a full time, position so that I can be back in the field that I need to be back in, and also just financially I need to support myself. I'm not even able to support myself right now on the job I make. The only reason I'm not sleeping on the streets is because I have my family helping me, and I don't want to continue to rely on my family. God bless their hearts. At this stage of my life, I need to be financially independent again. And the only way I can do that is to really get into my field again. So there's definitely a lot of money stress and money involvement in this year as well.
I feel that. And I feel like this is going to do this. And I see that the intent is there. And the really good thing is that, I see some other work, like working with some others and some things coming. And I see it is in your work. I mean, you've got a very good financial job that normally, and like you said, the potential there, and it's like things kind of go there with it is that it'll be with the energies, and it's like I see that sometimes happening that it's going to do another strength for you. And Allison, what the guys are telling me and really strengthening here for you is that there is some of this other things that are happening for you, and what you said with your family helping, but I don't see it right away. I see this coming out later. I see that this is going to be a time here where you're going to be working towards it, and I see the next couple months you're like putting out other work and working with some other people to do some writing for them. You're doing some some signature writing. They keep saying you're doing some work with this person you're writing for, and you're doing some work to promote them and get out there with some names. I keep seeing this being part of it. I see the other part of this going into some other things with everybody, and I see the really sad part about it is that I see you also trying to get yourself into the energy of what you really wanted to have happen, and that is to be able to get things to click and manifest for you in a better rate. And I'm going to have you give me your birth date here, and we're going to do a little bit more into the astrology, because they're telling me that, we always say free will, but psychically, what I'm looking in the future, what I'm real gifted at is seeing things happening, and they're saying a couple months. So I want to get your astrology and see if this isn't part of what's affecting you.
Yeah, I do astrology. That's one of my great passions in life. So I've been following the transits really closely right now. My birthday is March 15, 1957.
Excellent there. And see, now, this makes more sense to me as a Pisces and the energies, and you're so sensitive to what's going on and the times we're in and all these planet transitions. And those of you who are keeping track, right now we have Venus in retro, which means for the next, mm-hmm. I think it's almost 4 weeks still in retro. We've got some other planets going into energy. This was the month to do the mental check. All Pisces, like Allison and other people, are getting this big sense of do it now. Like she was just saying, I was so impressed with what you said. You said, I don't want to be on my family. I don't want them doing this. Well, what they're showing here, and they're showing the financial, is they're showing a good peak, and this does fit. No wonder, because we've got going into Gemini. We just started into that part of the sun, and Gemini and Mercury and quick and communication, which is really good for journalists. Journalists do. But what's happened is we've got other planets doing their opposite. So they're causing the stress that all of us countries are seeing, all of us in the country and the world are seeing, actually, with our listeners, is the world is putting out such an energy strain that I see with you, Allison, being able to make that financial, and I see this other being a break, not until, they're telling me after July, they're saying after the cancer, after the part of the crab and the strengths and the financial and the work together, are you going to be able to have some other means there? And I don't know why we're having so much wild wind with you, so I keep, you know, if you get muted, I apologize. It's just so that we can hear on the show that they're telling me, the guides, that there's going to be a financial outcoming, some things here in June of some other people having you do some journalist work, writing for them and doing some publishing and marketing and putting out, like, it's like you're getting paid per spot. You're doing so much for them, and you're marketing them like PR Web, and you're marketing them with some other companies. You're putting out things that they can use for their work and put on there. I see you also doing some astrology and making some financial work for that. They keep telling me that you would do real well. It's funny how you said you keep track of it and do a peek. I see you giving out the things that would be like actually charts or some work for people later that is very financially beneficial and productive for you to do this and help some others with this. This would be an extra outside income. I know that, you know, one thing here, Allison, we've got with the astrology and what's happening is you've been keeping pretty close trends, and you're right on with it, but there's something here also with, as we were looking through and feeling with the numerology, they said you're more of a people, you like people. Your numerology also is another factor. You're very good at that area. You're able to use the left side. You've got so many skills here, and they're all going around it with you.
Yeah. And well, I've got a couple of questions. One is, how do I find this publishing work? And second is, you know, all this stuff that you see me doing on the side, I don't have time for it. I have a job that really exhausts me. It is so menial and boring. I go home and I just, and I have home stresses, too, right now. So I really don't have any space at all for anything. I barely get through my day a lot of the times right now. My home space is extremely crowded right now. I really have lost my space. And so that has an effect on so you're talking about this other work. It's like, well, I don't have the time, and I don't have the space, and I don't have the energy for it. I mean, I'm being really just forthright. My job sucks my life out.
Exactly, and that's where we're talking here in the energies, and this is where this happens a lot. I'm a water sign, too, and with Pisces, I see this a lot with the other strengths of us that are working on this, and what we've got here for this little mini one, Allison, is what I see is I see you also, like you said, I see some other shields coming up, and I see you putting out, like you said, you don't have time for it. I see you getting some of this from the computer. I see other outside work. I see you going into places and talking and getting some different names of different ones through there that are doing it. And that's the thing that does take that little bit of time. And it's like you said, by the time you get on your way home, I see you having to put up some other shields for protection. And it's sad because your job is getting you in where you have to keep the job. And yet, like you said, it takes so much out of you. I don't see this till another couple months. I see this happening. And then I see you kind of breaking free a little bit of the fact that you're going out and you've got some papers there, you're picking up some other people, and you're getting some things going in. And the last, we've done like 15 minutes here to give everybody a free mini reading, so we do this, that I like to see you get a hold of. I know that, you know, you said you're financially there, but get in with someone, get a full half an hour to an hour reading, see what else is going, because those are, I do agree with you that you're too tired, but we've got to get some protection and some shields up there, because psychically they're draining you, and they're keeping you just over broke, you know, and that's where I do see that, and I thank you, and I'm going to put out some prayers. Please get contact with us and get some abundance prayer and some protections from those of us who do this on Psychics Gone Wild. Thank you, 510. You're next, and we're running right along here on a Saturday. How are you, 510?
Hi there. I'm doing absolutely great. My name is Lisa, and I am looking for a new job, an employment opportunity, and I was wondering if you see anything coming for me soon.
Great, Lisa. And what I thank you is we've had quite a bit of calls on the career. And in fact, we're having this time right now in transition. Lisa, I feel with you, the guys are showing me with you that this transition that you're about to do, you've got some real passion here for what you're doing. And I'm going to have you say a little more to me a little bit here. As we're going into this week, so we're looking at the guides and the energy here. They're showing me that you have also had some other inclination and some things that you'd like to do. And so I'm going to have...
Yeah, you know, I have a background of 30 years of professional business management, that's my, you know, my past. I'd like to take some of those skills that I've learned, that I have, and use them in a new arena.
Okay, and that's what they're telling me. They said it's going to be there, and now I'm glad you talked to me a little more. You guys gave me permission. This is a good topic, you guys. And one thing on Psychics Gone Wild, notice when people are asking about this, you'll notice with other psychics, and you'll see this on other shows. Mine is the only one, but a lot of other ones. It takes the guides a few minutes when you're talking financial. And I thank you, Lisa. We give a free mini reading here, but I do this show, Psychics Gone Wild. A lot of it is to help my students, the people that are in my psyche classes. So what I you get to help, we give you the free reading, but you also get a little bit of a help us coach new psychics that are listening to my show and learning. One thing I really get with you, Lisa, is that the guides keep showing me this. They keep showing me you at a desk and that you're working, you're doing business, and I see that it is the skills. You're very good at marketing. We were just talking that earlier with the person that called before from journalists, and I see you have a real gift at business marketing. You're able to look at something, see it, and find the need for it and make money with it. They're showing me in business that this is you seem to be looking at some networking here. And what I get from this is I keep getting you trying something new, but I get it still helping people. I get that you're not so much doing business helping people, but you're feeling a need of help. And that's the new area that's coming up, Lisa. And I'm feeling this from your aura, and your guys are showing me that you have a very common sense, and you're a very good businesswoman, but you have a very compassionate side to you. There's a side to you, Lisa, that just you like and care what other people, what's happening to them.
Yes, you are so right. You're the money.
You're very, very positive with this energy, and it's a lot of green aura. That's what I'm sensing. Now, this is where you see, and what Lisa was talking about, this is this transition we're all going into, and Lisa's really working on really doing a transition here in her life, and that is she's working on a really intense time of getting Lisa's other skills honed here. I feel like you're very gifted. I feel like you're very intuitive. I'm getting a lot from you, Lisa, that you're working on, you said, another gift, and I keep getting you putting people. It's like you're doing business, and it's not the word business. You're the middle person. You're putting someone who's helping someone with health. You're putting out like a what I see is like a resource or a place that people could come to get nursing, hospice, health aids. You know what I'm getting? I'm getting a lot of compassion around that. I get that you're very good and very able to also do human resource. You're able to talk with people and put them in the job where they would be good at. You have a gift here.
But, you know, I've been looking for a new career position for 2 years, and I just feel like I'm in a black hole and I'm not getting anywhere. I've been doing meditation, a lot of praying, and I'm every resume I send out, I don't get anywhere. So I feel like I'm stuck. I don't know. How do you feel? How do you see me connecting with this new career path?
I see you connecting with it, and you're gonna get ready because you grab onto your seat. What they keep showing me is you are what I would call a very good, excellent businesswoman. You're an entrepreneur, and this is part of where this has been frustrating you. The angels are saying, Lisa, you're not stuck. You really are going to do this on some of your own. You're going to put the connections and start going out and make yourself this part of the career. You keep going to different people, and the really excellent thing is you've got a resume that is like, it's a wallop. It's a great resume. People that have worked with you, you're kind of what I see and what they're showing me is you're a force within your own, that you're able to do the job and the work and the load. And what the guys have been trying to get you to do and what they're doing with you is they're putting you into this force where I see you making this come together. I see you starting your own projects, and you're kind of looking at it and going, from what I've got in business and what I know, here's what I would like to do. I see you building something like a, they keep showing this of a, it's an organization or a, basically it's like, a, it looks to me like a, I don't want to say temp service, that's a correct or incorrect word, but it's a service where you're putting out there and you're getting a hold of people in business that are looking for, one of the best things is hiring. You know, everyone's using the computers and they're not working. People are saying, I put in for jobs, like you were just saying. Well, what happens is we all know with the email, and how many times do we have glitches in our computers where you've put in all these resumes and we put through all this computer, and the computer's running the data and is looking for keywords, which is great for a resume writer, but what happens is they're getting that candidate and they're not getting hired. Or like in Lisa's case, you're sitting out there and you're there, and you look at your, I mean, I'm going to be brag you up for a minute, Lisa. You called it the right time today.
Okay.
You can feel this about you. You have got an excellent resume. Wouldn't you say you can pretty much go back to every job you've ever had?
You know, I've had two major jobs in my life, 14 years and 16 years, and I did it all. I'm a jackie of all trades, you might say. So I have tons of skills, and I did extremely well. And I just can't believe the universe hasn't recognized these skills to move me on to that new position.
And I agree with you, and that's why, you know, and get a hold of me on my psychicjethro@awl.com and you know, write me Sam Lisa, and I'll send you the abundance prayer. It works really good on this. I do it nightly, and it does bring it because it has positive prayer, I say, but it's a very positive mantra or prayer saying that you do at night, and what it does is it tells the angels very specifically, bring me in this positive, do this for me, the abundance is there, and it also, I would add in yours, I would say, to put me at this new career level to have, because like you said, the and I feel that if you have it, that's why I was very correct there, that, I mean, you have got, you're one of those people, and I have business that I would look for and want to hire because two things. One, you're very workable, you're very personable, and then again, here you've got work tenure behind you, and those are the key traits. But when we go through what we were just talking about, I see you, the universe and the computers and things missing, Lisa, and like she just said, what's happening is I'm not seeing why they're not recognizing me, and I think, unfortunately, you may be intimidating some of the people because what we've seen now in our workforce is, you know, and those of you who've kept up on the times, I don't really do a lot of newspapers or TV, but I do get a lot of friends and chat rooms and talk or what I do in Psyche who are saying that the workforce is out there pretty much sadly telling all of us, you know, that we're having these energies, we're going through this stuff, and we're also getting ourselves into a sad part of looking at energies and trying to get ourselves, Lisa, into those really excellent karmas and work that we want to have happen. And that is what I feel with you. I feel that that this is going to break, and I think that it's going to take the abundance, and I think it's going to take some other, because I think you're a little intimidating. I think that they do see this in the work, and they go, whoa. And unfortunately, we've hit the economy, and this is my belief, that we're seeing it come back the other way. And I know there's going to be people calling and yelling at me going, Jethro, you're saying this, and I'm not seeing it. But it is a slow process. I've lived in three major areas, starting with Sedona, Arizona, to California, to now Tampa, Florida. And I'm seeing this country out walking, out doing my things, that we are coming out of it. But like Lisa just said, and there's where I see the university doing that. So as a psychic, and what I would say with you is, Lisa, I see this happening. I see this still a couple months down the road, and I'm seeing this. We just had someone else talking to me, financial, but it's because we're in a Venus retro. Everybody says it does relationship and love, but we're also in a time and an energy. This is a water dragon year, and those of you who understand the metaphysical or looking at, you know, the zodiac and doing trends and doing what we're doing, those the planets in the transition and a water dragon is going through and it's changing and it's doing emotions, but it's time to do the career change. And there's what you just said. 2 years you've been doing this. I see this coming through, and I see this being to your advantage. And it also seems to be the caller before was July. I see yours being actually not that long. They're telling me that by the point that we get into the 1st of July, even close to June, there's going to be some other leads and some things coming. And I see you pretty much, I see you putting out another strength here that you're going to be doing some of your own business entrepreneur work, that you're kind of making some of this other happening. You're looking at jobs, you're putting out, and I see you kind of coming into something that you're going to be able to make it rise up, because where you're at is, like you said, it's time for that in the last 2 years. And what Lisa's also got happening that I think is really excellent is I feel like you've got other people and ones who know this in the business world who are your, I want to say, confidants, your references that you have, who are also experiencing some crazy business things too.
Okay. So would you say I'm being spiritually led on this path?
I would say very much. And I would say you are not only spiritually being put through this, but I see this also alleviating. And we're seeing a pattern here. A lot of us that are doing this and work, and what you have there is you are what I would consider an older soul. There's times with you, Lisa, that you sense and you go with gut intuition.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do pray a lot, and I do ask for my spiritual guidance to help me.
And they're telling me they are helping, but unfortunately it's not just the economy, as we've been talking. It's not the other force. It's that there's energy right now to put you into some of the force of it would have been bad. And not bad with you, because, Lisa, the thing that would have been bad is all your qualities. When you're a hard worker and you're working for a company that intends to go bankrupt or intends to do other physical things to other people's finances, you can't work for them. I mean, Lisa, it's like your guys are going, they're like, showing these that some of the companies that you've been trying to get in and some other things, they're not getting it. They're not getting that you also have some old business sense. Don't take offense, but, you know, I love this word, old school. And with you, I feel that. You're what this country was built on, some of the excellent backbone of work. You get in there, you work hard, you are productive, you make financial, everybody's getting something, and it works out to where those who work hard get the pluses and the bonuses and the adding. And you're coming against some odd energies that's been happening, other ones and other forces, and what they were doing was they knew that if you were in there, you're also very honest. I'm getting that with you and your guys. You can take a lot of things, and business can be very cutthroat. I mean, you're an admirable woman. When it comes to business, you will be in there work. You'll work yourself to the ground. You'll take it to the ground. You won't quit until the work's done. But what the guides are saying is that they wanted to hold you back. So where your guides were helping and what they're going to show is they're showing you in a better productive one, where a couple of these other jobs you would have gotten in, but it also would have turned and got you off of your path a little bit, where you would have missed and been at the wrong time. And this is where I see some real good opportunity. There's some windows opening for you. I also see not only this coming at the end of June, but I also see it again for you. And they said August is going to be really good for you. Keep in track, 773-897 number. Call us again, Lisa, because I can see also the prayers and the angels of working with you. They said there's another plus for you that you've got some other outside entrepreneur things here that they've wanted to help you financially. You I want to say extra abilities, some extra things that the angel and the guides are working with you and really putting you through some work that's going to be financially even better for you.
Okay. Well, you hit everything on the head when you described me. I have excellent, superb work ethics that I learned from my father. And, yes, I have old school way of thinking. You are there on time. You put your heart and soul, and you immerse yourself in your job because it becomes a part of your life. So, yes, you are absolutely right. And I'm so glad things will be opening up. I was worrying that my spirit guides weren't hearing me or my prayers were going unanswered. But I am a good person, as you noticed, and I am eager to work, and I'm eager to give my heart and soul into my new job, but I want to make a difference in whatever I do. I want it to be appreciated, but make a difference somehow for people. So I think you hit on that.
Thank you very much, and I feel with you in the energy and what they're telling me with it is, and I know that, you know, I would suggest, you know, what I do with my regular clients is people asked me a really good question yesterday. When do I get a reading? You get a reading with this, and a good question for Psychics Gone Wild and for all the young psychics and their friends and coworkers. You get a reading when you have those questions like you just had there. You get a reading when spiritually you're looking for it, and you get that feeling. That person just kind of resonates. That person, you get the reading when you're doing like this, and you want to change. We all have free will, and you put out things, and it just seems to be with it. And what I love is I have people that periodically will come to me, and I'll read for form. And this week, we're all getting some really wild things. For instance, we have two guests, and nobody showed up with me yet today. And yet I know psychically and energy that, you know, it will when it's time. And what was meant to be was me and you were to sit here and talk. And what I feel with you and what I feel really excellent happening, Lisa, is I'm feeling on the other side, and I'm using some angelic words. I was here to give you that extra positive. You needed to know. You knew how valued you were, but when you called me, you felt emotional. I could tell you were kind of a little distraught of what's wrong here. Is there something wrong? And now you realize it's not. You're not alone. You were dealing with this stress, and I think you're one of us older souls, like we've talked, and you agreed that the guys were telling me that you're in one of those stressful. This week, everybody's been so tired and stressed, and there's where we grab on to each other. Someone called the show yesterday, one of our regulars, and she said, this week, I've been on all week this week, by the way, and she teased me. She goes, you know, Jethro, you're on all week, and you've been doing this, and it's like, yeah, we're supposed to every day of the week. Same thing you said. Same thing there. I'm old school. I was raised by a single parent, and she always laughed. She was Native American. She'd say, up like a fox, and at 5 a.m. in the morning, we'd hit the floor. I didn't like it. And I would be like, oh, you know, I'm a Scorpio. I've been up, I'm a nocturnal. Sometimes I'd only got a couple hours sleep. I just couldn't sleep at night. But she always did that old school. She always worked with the energy. She always put that out there. She worked with us very much, just like you said your father did with you. And they're telling me on the other side to let you know that it is there to do get a hold of us readers, to do work with this. And to find that person, because we all need that when we're talking like this. Lisa needs to know she's, what's wrong with someone who's doing the right thing? But we're in a chaotic world, and I laugh at everyone about 2012. There's a lot of beliefs, and we've been talking it all week here, the excellent thing. What's going to happen? Psychic Chef made a funny thing Monday. He was like, okay, you know, those people that think the end of the world, and it's like, well, we didn't say the world was going, but we are, you know, and this is where me and him, he's from Australia, and we discussed this. Wouldn't you say, Lisa, and I apologize here, I'm using some of your minutes on your free reading to talk with me on this, but wouldn't you feel, Lisa, if you looked at the last 5 years and worked, when you get up as a worker like you are, or you're going out in the day, don't you feel like that the world, it doesn't feel the same?
Absolutely. I managed a big staff, and I don't believe in walking in late to work when I'm there at 7 o'clock in the morning, and I don't know what is happening to people, but I have been very disappointed how people look at work and the effort that they put in, and personal responsibility doesn't exist.
And that's exactly what, and now this is what our belief is, and this is the opposite of ascension. Those of you who are studying metaphysical, if you look at 2012, there's a lot of ascension, and we all are hearing that, which we're proving. Our chakras are raising, and people are getting more psychic, they're getting more sensitive, they're more ascending. But just like what, Lisa just said it the best, and it's how what I've seen is it's descending. There's also people spiritually and metaphysically, they're closing off their top chakras. That's what I think the word and the meaning meant of 2012. I think that it was spiritually a lot of that happening. Do I think the earth's changing? Well, yeah, if you go to the beaches or you go to anywhere, it's changing daily. But what I really feel that's happening and what I think is like what we just said, our society and our people are going through a spiritual involvement. And if you're not flowing in the water one way, you're going the other. And what I see, like we were just saying, you know, in the workforce, here me and Lisa are, where people have been in there, I've seen people like you walk in a place. I from customer service, own my own restaurants and businesses and love people skills. That's part of why with this gift. And what really amazes me is I have been in places where the customer service, the person will just flat out say and do stuff to people deliberately. I had a person the other night, good example of a place, tell me that they were doing drugs, and they were really, that was why they were like they were, and it wasn't a funny, like, ha-ha, we're doing silly. It was like deliberately challenging me to call their number, and then the guy said, you know, they forget, people don't realize when they see you that, you know, with the gift psychically, he said to the other guy, he said, here he is. And I read his mind, and I'm like, I'm not turning you in so you can get fired and get unemployment. And it freaked him out, long story short, but it did exactly the same thing you said there. I left there, and I thought, what happened? I mean, you know, we went in here to buy stuff for my feet, you know, and I was buying something silly, you know, here in Florida, and I ended up realizing that psychically the whole energy was there, everything else was happening, And, you know, it's just like we were talking about on the show with Pierre Malil. He's talking from Canada. He's telling everyone that he became more psychically stronger and more gifted after a person passed and things were happening in his life. And as he was discussing the energies, we right away had a lot of other people going, whoa, can you believe this? There we go. There's what's happening. And I thank you. So, Lisa, we got our room's filling. We got everybody back. And hello, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And please keep calling in. We do a little mini. And we're, you know, I welcome you to get a hold of us. Please, those of you who've been keeping track, we're just really filling, and we just love everybody here. Lisa, please, you know, get a contact with us. I'd like to read for you a full reading and really look into it, because I see some, a lot of positive. But I also see what also is happening, too, is as an older energy, you've got older, and that's a compliment, and nobody's going to say I said the other to her. What I meant was an older soul, an energy positive, and what it is that her energy, you've got a lot of work to do, and sometimes your guides are working with you. They've got a big purpose that they want, and sometimes this will change your career. They'll put you in a career or job so that you're able to do stuff like astral at nights, or you're able to do the other sensitive for other people in your family, or you're able to heal that person in the family. This is what we talk about with older souls, and what I really pray and do the positive, we've got all you guys in the room doing. Lisa, is this making sense? Do you think psychic Jethro should get hit on the head with the hammer?
I think you make total sense.
Thank you. I pray for you, and I bless you, and I thank you for coming in, and we're rolling right along. Psychic John Well is doing it. We're running right into the next callers, and I want to thank all of you guys that have been calling in. We've had a lot of fun here. I want to welcome all the friendships that are back and all the fun things that we've been having come in the fact that we've got a couple callers coming up. We're looking to Psychic's Gone Wild, and this is our fun Saturdays. One of the things that we've been having, and I've been encouraging all of you guys, is if you want to get that 25% off reading and help encourage the psychics who do this show, write that psychic at their email. One thing today, I am alone, so we're not having much help here on it, but you can pretty much get a hold of me at psychic, P-S-Y-C-H-I-C-J-E-T-H-R-O, psychic Jethro, at AOL.com, and say, I want that Blog Talk Radio deal. You'll get a 25% off discount off of my normal readings. I've had this and have been encouraging this for all of you listeners who listen in, and it's a great way to get more than just this mini reading. One thing I just love today and what we've been having fun is right now I'm missing a little bit. I know you guys know we promoted. We're really getting busy, and I love that. Stay with us. You know, and Psychic Chef, I want to thank you for being back. You heard me talking about you later. Well, I always encourage you, and I'm glad you're on. I know that you're in Australia, so for you to be up at 4:30 a.m., I'd like to talk to you if you get a chance. One of the great things we've got in the room, too, is we're talking to them. We've got some real great friends, and we're going to go right to the next person that's a caller, and we're waiting on those guest stars, and I don't know where they are, but I just have a feeling this is what was meant to be, and that's how we're going to do it. We're also looking forward to, and when I talked with a couple of the friends, we've got a lot more people coming on. So when you guys see this, and you see Jethro a little floundering, you're always welcome to come in and we'll talk and have fun. What I really welcome and what we're going to do is just continue on with those great readings. We have the next caller is 352. How are you?
Hi, Jethro. I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
Doing really good. And I want to thank you for calling in and welcome you to Psychic Gone Wild. Thank you. I love when you call in. And what I feel, is this Cindy?
Yes, this is Cindy.
I had a feeling earlier I picked up the phone earlier and I just thought it was you earlier, and the lady really got offended. So when you're being psychic, make sure that you know who you're talking to when you do this.
Well, I'm really looking forward to scheduling a private reading with you. I thought I was going to be able to do it this weekend, but now it looks like my money's not going to be in for another week. So I thought I was going to have it last night, but I'll get it done. And I'm looking forward to it. I spoke with Larry last night. You know, you and I had discussed him already in that hermit connection. And he was just in a nasty mood, pitching fit, and he had been out of town. Somebody he had watching his puppy. Well, his puppy was disappeared while he was at work, while they were at work, she was at work, whatever, and he was out of town. He's convinced the puppy can't be lost. The puppy's too smart and could find its way home. But it was on 100 acres, pretty wooded property. There's some cleared areas. Can you tell me is that puppy lost, or did something happen to it, or did someone come stealing out of this kennel?
I feel that puppy's out there. I feel that puppy was taken, and I feel like someone's keeping it. I feel they're not being bad to it, but I feel like this is also kind of working with it. And I feel like they're, you know, I feel like it's like the pick of the litter, they're telling me. They're saying the pick of the litter. They're telling me that this is a...
Yes, got it. It was a very expensive Rottweiler puppy he got from out of state.
Oh, and you guys, now you know you got my heart. Cindy, my son who passed, his dog is Angel. She's a Rottweiler. Those on Facebook, you can see her with my grandson. She's very, very beautiful, very gifted
dog.
Yeah,
I've got a Rottweiler, too. I've been with Rottweilers my whole life.
I knew there was a reason.
My Rottweiler was the first one poisoned with all that stuff going on. So he just stays inside with me all the time, unless I'm outside with him. Because I had only left him outside for a couple of hours, you know, when that had happened that night. But anyways, yeah, I love Rottweilers, and this was a very nice, high-quality dog. He had just gotten him. He was, I think, only 4 or 5 months old. So he was in a really rank mood last night, but he was taking it out on me, and I had nothing to do with it. Whoever came in and took it, so he's not lost and out there alone and lost. Somebody does have him and taking care of him.
I'm sensing this. I'm not sure. I don't – what I'm feeling here is I'm not feeling – I don't – I feel there's going to be a problem getting him back. I feel like you're going to have a problem getting him back, and it's her.
It's a male puppy.
Male,
male puppy, and he named him Yoda.
Okay, and I have to go first. I was correct by to just stick with what I first got, but I also feel part of it is, you know, this energy here. I do feel that this is going to be. I feel like this dog is being well taken care of. Not only is it a pedigree dog, but it's got some really good. This dog is marked. This dog is a beautiful dog. I'm getting no wonder they said pick of the litter. This dog is smart. I can see those of you who do believe in animals. Our belief and our belief is if an animal has a real dark mouth, some rots do inside, some don't. I keep seeing this dog is very smart. That's what we believe. That we look and you check because this dog is very, very gifted and very smart. And I keep seeing that someone looked, did this, and they got the dog to hold the dog, but I do see you getting the dog back. I do see that, and I see this coming out that this dog just comes up to you and you get the dog back. And what I'm really seeing here really strong, you're going to have to keep calling us now because I'm going to put prayers out for you. And I see this as I see the dog getting loose from them. This person that's got them, you know, they don't realize that this is a spiritual belief. And those of you who listened in to the show, I'm really promoting the show today, so you got to bear with me a little bit. Here's on it, Cindy. But what I've got and what the angels are telling me is let everyone know when you're talking about your totems or your animals. Good example, a dog is a loving, loyal animal. You know, and do you know, Cindy, you're very good with animals. Where does a dog originate? Where did the Native American man first come up with the dog and bring it into their tribe?
With wolves?
Yes, very good. Very true.
I had a wolf, actually.
Is it gray?
I had a beautiful gray wolf. He passed with heart problems. I found out later his father's puppies all had died early with heart problems. He was like 3 years old when he died.
I see that with you, and I sense it, and he's there watching and helping you on the other side. Now, knowing you guys with animals, and one thing with dogs especially, you know, with the wolf, you'll see people with not only the loyalty, but you look at that, and that's why I teach you with the gray, because I've seen this gray, and I've sensed this with you a couple times, and I just assumed it was Cindy's knowing totem, but they're showing me now this friend is on there, that one, and that wolf works with you so much. It also is telling me that you're pretty much... I apologize, I'm a little bit of a technical difficulty. Hang on here. Just a few minutes. I want everybody just to listen in a few minutes of the music. I'm going to see if I can fix this phone. We're back. This is Psychic Jethro. We thank you for a few minutes there, Psychic's Gone Well. We just kind of had a little bit of a phone error. I encourage you guys who watch on here, I will be bouncing back and forth, and I'm looking at some of the things that are going on. I want to make sure everyone, you know, we thank and welcome everybody that's come on, and we're having a lot of fun. And due to last week, I'm really kind of watching the chat room. I don't have usually I have a couple other friends on with me, and for some reason I don't have anyone. So those in the room, just bear with me. If we do have someone kind of get rude or anything odd, just wait and hang on. I've got some other help that I can do with this. But Cindy, I want to thank you for calling Psychic Sun. While we were discussing wolves, and you were telling us that you have had a wolf. Now, this gray wolf that you had, you said this wolf's on the other side, correct?
Yes.
You said that you're pretty well, not only with animals, but you're pretty well handling some of the stuff that you have going on in your life that you, through the years. Have you seen this? I mean, sense what I'm talking about? I see the wolf around you still. I see the wolf's path, but the wolf's still with you.
Yeah, it's interesting. I've had other readings where they picked up on him also as well.
That's what I'm feeling, and I feel this, and this is what happens as we talk about this. I have people with me that they will see a dog of the family, dog of ours that we had sometimes around. Sometimes they'll see another animal. My sister was on talking. She had a dog that we always teased her. The dog looked like it had makeup. It was a beautiful dog, and she looked like her eyes had been done. I always teased the dog because she was a really pretty, makeup like she'd been. And we would see her, and as she passed to one of the other side, she still helps my sister. And just like Cindy was talking about with her wolf, what I was saying earlier is that they came to us, and the belief is that, the original way was they were wolves, and we brought them in, we trained them, they became part of our animals, they've been brought down through the centuries in different places, and you look at the different varieties, the different animals, and the belief of the animal. And I know that if you look at it, there's a belief, and we talk about this in different books, different people who believe in the totems, animals and the loyalty, and you look and you study people with them. One thing you talked about horses, Cindy, horses are a very psychic tool. I don't know if you knew this, but
I have a couple that are very psychic horses. That I can tell them, go do this, or that horse isn't feeling good today, go stay with her, they'll look at me and turn and walk straight over there, and, they'll just, do what I tell them, and I'm like, I don't believe I just saw that. I do, but I don't, But, yeah, I do have a couple that I know are very, very psychic.
I really love this, and I encourage everyone with animals, and this is something that, especially those with this gift and the psychic, like she was just saying, see, this is where Cindy's gift comes in, and this is a different type of an excellent gift that people have different, senses with it. She's able to communicate with her horse, and I think this is, I love this. We were talking about this week, like I said on here, and I have family who was at, my grandfather was a farrier. He was able to really do well at breaking horses, working with horses. We had a pet horse that was ours that came from my grandfather's ranch, and we always joke because he would talk, just like you said there, you sensed and knew. Well, my sister, you guys listened to, we would both go out and we just talked to him. Our cousins and a few other people would come over, and they couldn't understand why he was ornery. He would nip different people, and he would do different things. And part of it was the fact that he could feel and sense what they were thinking. And, right. They say animals do, and we've proven sense fear. And, one of the jokes was back then with us was, he's sensing with different ones, and they were like, well, why is he mean to this one or mean to that? Long story short, those animals are sensing just as much as with it. One of my best energies and what I really promote with people who have animals is that getting back to Mother Nature and you're doing out there, they're the ones that are really with it. To this day, we were talking about my mom. My mom still raises her own eggs, and she has Rhode Island Reds, and they're beautiful, chickens, and those chickens, she raises them. She has her own eggs. We have homemade chicken noodle soup, too. And people are like, whoa. But, with Native American, that's how it is. One of the really good things, too, is whenever I was having stress or I was going through, and I welcome any of you who are city people or other things, if you're having really down, not feeling, not having yourself, not doing, not feeling motivated, feeling pretty distraught, one of the great tools, and I've done this, is I've went out to, my mom's house, a place out of town where she lives, and I would go out and stay for even a day with the geese, the chickens, the ducks. Shortly, quickly after being around those animals, she's got a smaller property now. There was a time where we had a bigger menagerie, and those of you who've listened in knows that as a child I had a lot of animals. I've had people tease me about my name, Jethro. I did have a pet raccoon. My mother had a pet pig named Petunia, who was like a dog. She would break the porch periodically with her size, but she lived as like people now have as dogs. She, you know, eventually, you know, she couldn't stay with her size, and we had to let her, she stayed outside. But one thing, she was a very good loyal dog. And Petunia was a really good animal. Like I said, we also had a French fry, which was a lamb. And what I'm telling you guys about this is you get to where you sense with these animals, they become part of the family. And I know a lot of ranchers in my family came from ranch, and they're like, you can't eat them. You know, how can you eat French fry? You're not going to have lamb chops out of French fry. Well, what you also get is you get this unity. And like I said to someone, when you're having that scattered, not energy, go spend a little time out somewhere. Talk with someone. You know, it's like with Cindy, I bet you if someone were to contact you, even with the stresses you've had on your ranch property, if someone contacted or talked to you and said, I'd like to come out, spend a little time out on your property or just visit with you, you wouldn't mind that if they came out and just hung out for a little bit. Now, you might get a little mess on your shoe if you're going out to a farm, but the really good thing and the positive thing is it's going to ground you. The animals are very Mother Nature, right in the earth and close. You spend a little time, you're going to feel that energy, even if you're just watching them. I've had other people say, okay, I don't have that. Then go to a park in a city. You know, there's always wild ducks. Years ago when I was really stressed in a city and I couldn't get out away from there and I was working long hours, and I would take my stuff with me and I would take bread and I would feed out to other things and I would go ahead with it. I would take those out and I would feed and look at other people and go ahead with it, and I would put out that energy. And it just gave me that peace. I mean, Cindy, do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Another thing people that live in the city can do is they can go to their local animal shelter and volunteer to spend a day, just spend a couple hours walking dogs, giving them some attention, taking them out of their kennels, and giving them some attention, because they're stuck there until someone adopts them. And they can really spend time and bond with some animals there.
Very good. That's a very good answer. You know, and look at how many times people, you know, they we've had a lot of them say, you know, I feel so disorientated. One thing an animal's going to do is it's going to put that energy into it. You know, one thing you got too also with people that we've been having here is I'm kind of waiting here, and I apologize to those of you that I did promote. I don't know what's happened to our healer and psychic, and when I spoke with her yesterday, but I'm sure some of it may be timing and work. But also, Kelly was going to be on, and Casey Kelly, maybe I feel having a lot of trouble. She's trying to move. So, you know, you guys are kind of stuck with Psychic Jethro, but that's kind of what happened. So we're looking here, and we're going to go ahead. Cindy, I've got about 1 minute left with you, and I've given everybody a little bit of a chance. But is there...
As far as the puppy goes that's missing, that someone took him, is... I'm not up there where I can help him look around for him, because I live 5 hours away. And I haven't even actually met this puppy yet, because he's got him since I saw him last. Is it someone that works for him or someone that knows him that came and took the puppy when they knew he was out of town?
I feel like it was someone he... I don't... Wait, no. They're showing me this person knew the place. They knew what his place was like because they'd been there. So I would say it's not a stranger to him, but it's not like a real close employee. The sad thing is because it's worth money. You know, any of you guys who know, especially purebreds or even nowadays, you'll see this, and this is a sad thing, is $200 or $300 for a dog that is half bred. You know, they're not purebred, but they are half. And you see almost, I would say, $800 or $1,000 for a Roth.
That one I think was probably in the $1,500 range. I know my Rottweiler was a $3,500 puppy.
I believe it.
Depends
I believe
on
that.
The breeding. Yeah.
Well, then keep us informed. Keep the prayers. We're all looking. You've got everybody
thank
in
you.
The room. And thank you, Cindy. We're going to go right on to the next phone call. We're in here, and this is Psychic Jethro. Psychic's Gone Wild. How are you, Tristan? Is that Tristan on?
Hi. How are you?
Oh, real good. How are you doing on this fine Saturday?
I'm doing all right, thank you. I was wanting to talk to the lady. I just tuned in because I didn't know what time you were on. And is she like a pet psychic?
She's already went. I apologize here. She's one of our people that's in the room with the chat room. So, yeah, we'll have her get with her, Cindy, that's on, and let's go ahead and have her talk with you and see what's happening here. And Tristan wants to talk to you about with some pet psychic work. You've got something going on with your dog?
I just wanted to know if she could pick up my dogs that had passed away.
Okay. Our guest didn't show up today, and so what we're going to do is Cindy, one of our readings is on. I'm here kind of by myself trying to do the room in both areas and trying to get what I've got. So, that's good. So what we've got also happening here is Cindy, the client. Cindy, she's talking about her Tristan, that girl that she helps us on Wednesdays that comes in.
Yes.
Hello?
Am I on the phone?
Yeah, you're on the phone.
Okay. I was trying to get my chat working.
Oh, it is fun in there, and I thank you.
I haven't really done, to answer her question, I haven't really done pet medium readings over the phone or anything. I mean, I connect really strong with animals when I'm with them and see them. I do a lot of healing work. I'm an energy healer. And so my biggest clientele is animals. And I kind of just walk up and I look at them and I kind of know what's wrong and start treating them. Sometimes I have to look it up in the vet manual, what it's called that's wrong with them, and then the vet comes out and confirms it. But I do energy work and laser therapy.
Wow.
So I do connect and kind of communicate with them. I mean, mine, of course, I have a real strong bond with my own animals. But people will call me out because when their vets can't figure out what's wrong with them or something's hurt, and I can kind of pinpoint where it's at and what to treat.
That's fabulous.
I think we have one more following, too, that Sandra used to follow, too. There's a psychic on that does do just with animals that's on the blog, too, isn't she? Does anyone know? I think there's one on, because I know Sandra used to really listen and watch. There's one on that she, Something Whisper, or there's a person that does just with animals that's on a blog.
I know there's one, Diane Gianlorenzo. She's on Ron Ash's show a lot. In fact, she's on today at 5. She's on twice a week, one morning and one afternoon. She's very good pet psychic and medium. And there's another lady, Tony Trimble, out in Texas, and you can find her, angelhandranch.com. She's awesome.
Great. Okay. Well, does that feel helpful, Tristan?
Yes. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
We're going to go right into 203. We thank you. We're on the air live with Psychics Gone Wild today. We're talking to everyone and kind of running through. And 203, how are you today?
Fine, thank you. And you?
Good, doing good. I'm waiting for my guest star, and I guess that they found something else. They said the timing's off again on Blog Talk Radio. So, this is Psyche Jethro. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. I was just calling in to not necessarily ask about my pet, but to see if I could get some answers when I'm at work. I would, pick up on his scent. Is just to find out, why is that so.
Good. Well, and I like to thank you. And actually, you just tuned in, and this is Psychics Gone Wild, and you did the right thing. We mostly do people. The girl Tristan had called in, was asking about her pet, and we were referring people there. I guess there's one on at 5. Cindy was saying there was someone that did it, and Cindy's really gifted with animals, and she's a very intuitive friend that we've got her on today, and she's hanging out with me to give you guys some variety on the phone, huh, Cindy?
That's right.
Enjoying it. Thank you. 203, well, go ahead and just give me your first name, and then I'll starting with the people reading, and we'll go from there.
Okay, my first name is Norma.
Norma, what I'm picking up with you is I feel that I feel like this relationship, what I'm getting with you is you're looking at trying to start I feel like you've got a relationship already there.
With my pet?
I'm not picking up your pets. Do you want to talk about your pets?
Oh, no. You could go ahead with me first. I'm sorry.
No, you're okay. I feel like...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Did Norma, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah, I apologize. We've got a couple on here. Tristan, I'm going to mute you on the phone. I don't know what's going on, but we can't hear on it. And they got that, and so we've got me, and we've got there on there. It's better, and we've got it on. So you called in to have a reading looking for you. We've got Lemon Show, and I'm going to have you, Norma, just go ahead with me and just talk a little bit here on what's going on, because I feel like it's not you. It's also we've got a lot of ones calling in on the phone, and they come in.
Okay. Hello.
Great. So we've got here on it, and I don't know. I guess she did that, and it's like kind of a little bit strange here. We've got some on here, Norma. What they were telling me and what they've got with you and the other energy is that they're also really trying to focus on this with you, and the angels are telling me that you've got a person there, a relationship that you guys have had some problems.
Yes.
And that's what they're doing with me. And Norma, what they're showing me is they're showing me that you are looking to this year kind of have some other things happen. You're kind of, I feel like I'm getting you very sad.
Yes.
Yes. And I feel like you've had to raise, like you raised some other help. You had to raise some children there.
Yes.
That's what I'm getting. And I get that there's also some other things that have gone on for you that is not really, it's not making a lot of sense to me, but it seems like you've got some other things happening there in your life that is also changing and doing some of that other work for you. And what I get here that's happening is that there's going to be some other kind of positive coming for you in the next couple months, but it's got to do with you taking the initiative of, it's like I keep feeling like you go back and forth with this relationship. Is this person living in the house with you now?
No.
Okay, that's what I feel like they come in and out.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I'm getting. And I see this back happening again. I see this relationship coming back, and then it's like you've made an agreement with them. If they're not gonna help you, they don't need to stay around.
Yes.
That's what I'm getting. And I see you going through some other things, Norma, that you're pretty much doing. And for what I also see is I see you handling out some other work here that you were looking at in your life, and I see that you're able to get on with some other stuff that you're looking at doing and going with it and with there. So there again, I see you kind of also looking at doing some things that are going to change, but I keep seeing these children. I keep seeing that you're helping raise, there's more than one child there.
Yes. I have my daughter's children. I have custody of them. So you're on point.
I see that. And what I get with you, Norma, is I really get you need to do a little bit of a longer reading. You are just tired. You've done a lot, and it's time for these people to either help you. If they're not going to help them, you need to go down the road, is what I keep seeing with you. And I see that, sadly, sometimes you're a very good person, but it's like you need some outside help. You need these people to take a little bit of their part of helping back.
Yes.
And I get very strong.
I'm starting to become very frustrated.
That's what I get. I do see this alleviating, and I get this coming out for you here in another month. I really would encourage you to get with somebody and do one of these full readings we have with ones and see, because this year they said there's a couple other curves. They said you've got another child besides your daughter that kind of is out there needing some other stuff too.
Oh, boy. I know exactly what you're talking about. Is that a day?
Whoa. I do see that, and I want to encourage, and that's what we do with here. You know, with the psychic's gone well, we want to encourage that you get in and get that abundance prayer from me, get some things there, start putting out some with it. Because they're showing me stress with you. They show me the next couple months being that. They show some other things happening, and they show me that you pretty much are cycled with this energy, and you're going through with the senses and other things happening. And I can see this really being intense to you, and kind of going into some other things that you're looking at going into. With the energy being very, very intense for you. And there's where I see other stuff happening for you. I kind of get a little bit of a, there's some other people that, it's like I get you doing some other work, like I want to say you're psychically reading them, but you're giving them advice, you're helping some others here. These are other people that come to you for help.
Actually, I work in a shelter, so I don't know if that's what you're picking up on. And I network and, you know, get help for these people before they move to permanent housing. So if that's what you're picking up on, then that's correct.
Great. That's what I'm feeling, and I can see also with the other energies that what we've got also happening here is you're pretty much going through with that, and you're looking at other things that you've got happening, and I see this as they are coming to you like that, and it's like an advice, and the reason I say psychic is I see you putting out that positive work to them. You know, a real good psychic is listening and helping people, and that's what I see you doing. I see you kind of working with this, and you're giving these people not only hope, but you're also giving them a little glimpse of that there's going to be other stuff, and I feel like you're pretty intuitive. I keep feeling like you sense things that you're... You feel stuff. You sense stuff.
Yes, I do. But I when I sense stuff, I'm getting the chills. when I sense stuff, I don't know where it's coming from, you know. But I can do pick up and stuff, and sometimes, for the most part, you know, I see things in my sleep that, you know, usually manifest, and it's a bit scary sometimes, but I handle it.
No, that's what I do see that, and we're going to go ahead here. We've got another person that she's come in today that just got in, was talking about her dog and stuff. Tristan, would you like to talk with Norma? Is there something you'd like to contribute on the psychic?
Oh, hi, Norma. How are you?
Hi. How are you? Fine, thank you. And you?
I'm fine, thank you, ma'am. I just feel that you're exhausted, like physically, mentally, emotionally.
Yes, I am.
And you've been just doing this haul for a long time, and people are taking advantage of you. That's
yes.
what it feels like. And I think you need to put up your boundaries. And tell people no more, no mas, you're done.
Yep.
You know, you've raised your kids. Now you're raising grandkids and their kids, and just too much.
Yes, I've said it time and time again, but you know.
And I mean, you have a heart of gold. That's the problem. And they know that you'll always be there.
Yeah.
So that's why they're taking advantage of you. But you need to take care of you. I mean, you're a great lady.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I just think you really need to, like, love you more, appreciate you more. And when you do that, then they're going to respect you more and not try and take advantage of you so much.
Okay. I agree with you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tristan. She's came in. And Norma?
Yes.
There?
Yes, I'm here. Can I ask a question?
Oh, yes. If, Norma, hang on one second, okay?
Okay, no problem.
No, I thank you. And you guys that have been listening in today, right? We just got you, Heather. I see you're on. How did you do, Heather?
Oh, my goodness. I thought we were on the same time zone.
It's all right. I'm just so glad to see
you.
Oh, my
gosh.
I'm just so excited. Your friends have been getting a hold of me from your network, and everybody's been going, hey, we're all coming on and all this. And I'm like, then where's Heather? You know, and I got all these people.
Oh, my goodness. I feel like such an idiot. Here I am thinking, I'm going to call in at 5:45, just like you said. And my beautiful friend, Chip, he messaged me. He's like, what are you doing?
It's okay. We love with this, Heather, and I knew there was a thing, and I've had a lot of problems. We've been working on this, and the girl that works here on Wednesdays that does the readings, and I guess she's in the chat room right now just talking with everybody. Tristan, didn't you think, Tristan, you weren't sure of the timing, too?
Absolutely. I was so confused. I thought it was 2, and then I'm like, I keep waiting for the update, and I'm like, why does it keep not saying anything? And then it's like, now it's on, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm missing the show.
That's kind of how I feel, yeah.
Great, though, and I'm just glad you come on. I mean, you know, we encourage this. I know you have a lot going on in your week to come on and take this time with us, and I just encourage you, Heather. We've got Norma's on the line, and we're just talking with Norma. And we both have done a reading, me and Tristan, with her, and reading a little bit. And Norma was talking, and Norma was pretty much, you're raising your daughter's children, and you're working at a home. You said you work at a place that basically is like a shelter. And you.
Yes.
And this is our guest, Heather DeLucio. Like Heather's on. And we want to welcome you, and just go ahead, and Norma, go ahead and ask your question.
You said something that I needed a full reading and prayer blessings, and I do agree with you. I do pray on a daily basis. Sometimes I do get lost in prayers because I'm so overwhelmed, you know, from my daily, you know, activities and with the children. And so what I really wanted to ask you, you know, how can I get a full reading, you know, to get that blessing?
Well, one of the great things and what I would suggest here right now is that get ahead of, if you, for a reading by me would be at Psychic Jethro, and that's PSYCHICJETHRO at AOL.com. Or if you like, you can call 928-284-0437. And,
can you repeat that number? You're going a little fast.
Oh, sorry. I have a hyper. It's 928.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
284.
Okay.
0437.
Okay, got you.
Okay, and Tristan, how do they get a reading by you?
Mine is www.triscuit, and that's TRISCUIT17@yahoo.com.
Okay, that you.
That would be me, but my name is Tristan.
Okay, I got you.
Thank you, and thank you for asking, Norma. You're a very good person, and we're going to put out the prayers for you. That a prayer would be through that AOL, and I'll send it to you on the prayer. I also feel that some things are clicking here with you. You have got another angel behind you that even when you're working, you do like to work. Before we let you go, let her know, Heather, how could she get a reading from you, and where would she go?
Oh, you can get a reading from me. You can go to my website at Serenity Grove Studio.
Okay.
You can also find me on TruePsychicsNetwork.com. And that's True, and then Psychics with an S, and then Network.com.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very excellent.
Thank you,
okay.
Great. We thank you, Norma. You please keep contact with us. You got our number 773-897-641, and come back on Psychics Gone Wild again and have some more fun. And it was good talking with you, Norma.
Same here. Thank you. God bless.
Bless you. We're going into, and Heather, we were talking here about some of the readings we've had today. We've had a pretty good concept. We have another lady that's on the phone. Cindy's a regular of ours, and we're talking about animals and their sensitivity and their psychic ability. And it's become pretty much a trademark of the subject today. We know there's other ones who do animals. I am very gifted. I do sense around, like we were talking, and had animals, but it isn't really my forte. How would you say with yours? Are you a person that's very gifted with reading animals and sensing, or...
Absolutely. I think if you work with the energy, it's something that you can tap into once you understand how to get down into that level. And not only can I communicate with live animals, but I can also communicate with animal totems that come through different heritage, Native American and other heritages that have native totems. And it's such an honor when you can get down into that spirituality of what that animal's thinking or meaning and whatnot.
I agree, and I love the ability here, and I'm going to let you do a little promoting here. We need to hear everyone realize why I have Heather here. Heather is a very, very gifted reader, psychic abilities, very strong medium, Reiki. You've got a healer here. We've got abilities. I just, the guides told me to bring Heather on. I looked. Her name came up. Boom, I did this. We've been talking, and we only got to talk a little bit yesterday, and just boom, hyper energy. I laughed. We had someone in the chat room writing, is there any Native Americans because they want a rain dance? It's too hot. Me and Heather are both Native American. We realize that, you know, through our family with the Blackfoot Sioux, we both have that. And Heather, I'm really excited to have you here, and I'd like you to explain a little bit to the the new followers, listeners, that I'm sure most of them have heard you, that we've got about 30 people in the room, 18, 20 people in the other room. We're filling up pretty fast today on the Psychics Gone Wild and the Facebook, and they're just like, who is Heather? Where's Heather? We've got Heather. So, Heather, let them know a little bit about you.
All right. Well, I'm Heather DeLuso. I've been a medium since I was a child. My family never restricted me from using my gifts. And so I kind of have all the clairs. Sometimes I see spirit. Sometimes I can hear spirit. Well, it's not sometimes. It's all the time. I hear spirit. I speak to spirit. Sometimes I get tastes or smells. So it happens quite vivaciously for me. And I just love the connection I have with spirit and try to keep very true to my meditation so that I can bring spirit in as often as I can to give messages. And I love giving messages to everybody. And about a year ago, I met a beautiful woman named Simu and Rafia, and she brought me on to the True Psychics Network. And I, myself and Tiffany White Sage Woman, we host a weekly radio show on Blog Talk Radio. It's called Spiritual Insight. It's on Wednesday from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we do mini free readings, kind of like what we're going to do here today. So it's good. It's really great. And I started my company, Serenity Grove Wellness Studio, almost 2 years ago. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful. I go out into people's homes and I do psychic parties. I go out to restaurants. And because I live in beautiful Connecticut, I'm not far from the casino. So I do many bachelorette parties at the casino. It's a lot of fun. I'm also an ordained minister, so I enjoy going out and doing spiritual ceremonies for people.
Very gifted person and just very intense. And I've got your site down. I'm going to listen to it. I laugh. I do a lot of Blog Talk Radio the last couple months with this, and I've heard really well of you too. I had some other people, that's when they were saying, and I'm just like, they just said, get a hold of her. We talked yesterday. Oh, it's like, oh, I'm like, can you come on? Can you come on now? We're going to move everybody here. She's like, okay, I can do it. And we both just laughed. And I was so excited with Heather because, Heather, I really can feel the energy and ability with you, and I just really welcome it. I'm kind of excited, and I've got a really positive inclination as we were talking here about this with the different people and the different readings, and you can feel here with the heartfelt that you're obviously doing it for the same reasons I am. You're here to help people. I mean, I see so much gift when I looked at your resume, and I'm like, this person, and I'm just putting it on yesterday, I'm like, this is just phenomenal. And then I realized, you know, this is what the angels want, and I just feel so honored for you to come on with us, and I thank you for coming on Psychics Gone Wild.
Oh, I am so honored to be here, and thank you so much for having me. It's just so great. I can feel your energy. I'm like ready to pop right out of my chair.
I love that. And we've got Mary Lou, you're on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you doing today?
Wow. I'm doing good. I was thinking there's 30 people to call, and I'd be waiting for the rest of the day.
We're doing a Cash Saturday, and I love it. And our guest is Reverend Heather DeLucio, and we're just excited. And we're having this one of those really cash, silly Saturdays, and it's just a lot of fun. And I was impressed. I went on a while ago, and I'm like, okay, we may do it a little bit short. And then my guest showed up, and I was laughing because I thought, well, I guess I have done this a lot. I've gotten spoiled. I'm used to having all this variety. I was like, I have done it on my own, but I was like, I don't have anybody to talk to.
Well, I would love a reading.
Oh, good. I'm glad she said that. So, Jethro, do you want to start?
Sure. Well, I've read Mary Lou before, and I do feel with you in the energy, Mary Lou, that it's not just your abilities that are growing now. I feel like there's something else happening. I feel like they're telling me that you've put out some kind of magic into the universe. They're showing me some really positive that there's something here of there's some financial coming for you, and it looks like an rental or investment. There's some kind of investment I see for you happening. I see this financially happening. They said the guys are telling me positively with you that you have some better return coming here and even a better surprise than you thought in September. There's a financial is what I'm seeing for you.
Okay.
I'm also sensing that there's other people and some other work going on with you that is also there. And I keep hearing the angels tell me that you're not, you've got some other, it's not just your healing ability. They keep saying that there's another ability that you're going to be working with. And you don't get a chance to, you have to do it like simultaneously. They're just saying that you've always been able to do a lot of this, and they're just making you do more simultaneously with it.
Mary Lou, Spirit wants to say thank you. Thank you for putting your faith back into yourself and believing that no matter what you do, you can achieve it. And this is so beautiful because so many doors, like 3, 4, 5, just mirroring doors opening, bang, bang, bang for you because you've reignited your faith, knowing that Creator and angels and healing guides are there right behind you, just shoving you along, telling you it's okay, take that step, take that step. And that's what you're doing. Whether you believe it or not, you're doing it. And I can feel it in your energy. It's so positive and it's so loving. And your aura is just shining very brightly. Not to mention that the weather's pretty good across the country. So you're just feeling good today. And it's so beautiful. You have this beautiful angel that just steps right in. And she's so proud of you. And she's overcome so many barriers. And you know what? With every barrier, you're looking back now and going, oh, I get it. I get it. I got it. I don't want to do it again. I got it. And yes, Jethro's very right about your career. Your career is completely shifting around September time. So spruce up that resume and spruce yourself up and bring out your, you know, your aura. And it's just beautiful.
Wow. That's why I want to talk to you people. That makes me feel better.
Yeah. You thought you were just going to call and we were going to talk about your receipts this week, didn't you?
Well, actually, today I was feeling physically bad, but I'm hoping it'll get better.
You got to seek out some Reiki, and you need to seek out, you know, some spiritual healing for yourself and keep, you know, look at somebody that might do acupressure and just kind of move that stale blood in your body and move things along and get the channels and the meridians working. And I think a really good, healthy dose of Reiki and maybe some Tibetan bowls or even some quartz bowls, get your body moving again, and you will feel top notch.
Oh, I checked my blood pressure and it was almost like I didn't have any.
That's not good. You need to get your body flowing. Get up there, do some dancing, you know, touch your toes, move your body. Put some fun music on and really start just moving and grooving. And I guarantee you're going to feel spirit just lifting you right off the ground, how good you're going to feel. You don't have to do this at a club or anything. Just close the shades and dance. Dance till your soul starts singing out of your mouth and you don't even realize what's going on.
Okay. Well, thank you. That was very beautiful, and I really loved hearing that. I appreciate that very much.
Mary Lou, thank you. And we're going to put out some light to you. And it is a hard time we're having. I agree with Mary Lou on the physical energy. And yesterday Rita was bringing this up on the show. We're having a lot of people physically feeling not well, not up. One of the really good examples I myself have been going through is that I just hurt. I ache in other parts of my body. I'm just, you know, physically, and I have done a lot of work on through the energies. And one thing we were discussing is this week, all of the sensitive people, a lot of people that are on, Rita brought up a different shows have been canceling. We were talking earlier on the show. I've been on all week. I've been the only one every day on week consistently that we went on. And, you know, we had Tristan's been coming on. She comes on here. She was on Wednesday. She's been on pretty much with me all coming on. And we've been kind of, you know, I've noticed that other people are feeling what you're saying here. There's a planet transition, and we had an astrologer on at the beginning, Allison, and she was saying that she feels that the planets are, there's a lot of stress, and a lot of times people are feeling a lot of that pull of this 2012 ascension energy. And I do agree with her because we're all feeling it.
I agree. We're going through a big shift in 2012. Is a big year for most all of us in one way or another. And this is something that we talk about quite often, how this huge shift is also shifting our bodies and our consciousness of
what's going on? And you're seeing more and more people getting back to the old ways, back to herbal healings and holistic health, and getting their feet out into the mud and really grounding with Mother Earth again, because there's so much turmoil going on. And yeah, it's a big thing that I'm hearing as I go and, you know, do Reiki on people and, you know, go visit people and do readings for people. And it's amazing. But it's all positive. It's all something we have to go through to get to our bigger plan, I guess you could say.
And our Native American, and I should say ours, because we both are from the same cluster, but it's like the belief we always had was, what don't kill you makes you stronger. And honestly, you have to heal yourself to heal others. There's times that I know for me, I do a lot of groundwork, a lot of walking, a lot of energy work, and I have to just take that time, because otherwise I get myself so physically aching that I can't cope with it. I just have to, you know, and it's, and then I'll realize it, like she was, we were just saying here, and I think this is so excellent as a healer. I'm a big advocate of Reiki, and like the Reverend Heather was saying, is it is those times when we're out there doing it. I wonder, and I still believe, like Rita was in the chat room right now, she's saying she still feels terrible. I know a couple of days yesterday, or last week, I was getting really intense pain in my pineal gland, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Would you say,
and
as a Reiki...
Reiki will definitely move that energy right out of there, but also what helps is if you can find someone that does acupressure along with Reiki, you will find that the meridians start, as you get the meridians flowing again with the Reiki, how much better you're going to feel, and how obviously we need to drink more water. I really feel that most of us don't drink enough water. So between the Reiki and the water, I feel that your body will really get moving again and maybe take some of that discomfort away.
I agree with that very much. And I see, as we're also going through the energies and things that we've had happen here, Heather, that we all are going through a form of other detoxing. And this is a personal belief of mine, you know, and I metaphysically have spiritually got some ideas with it, but I do see that we're in those times. I'm a very much believer in the old belief that our hair holds our memories and our patterns. And I've seen this. Those of you who've seen my pictures we were talking about, is I used to really have long hair. Now I have very short hair, and I you know, the whole concept. But what I noticed was, and I noticed this, that my physical body's doing, and we were talking pressure points, is I have a girlfriend. She does massage me or does work with me, and we'll do something of massaging each other, and I'll feel and sense memories, other energies out of those pressure points, and then I'll feel better. And I personally believe that what we're in those times of 2012 is what we're doing is we're shedding this energy that has pretty much, it's like the times we're in, and because of the ascension and the positive, it's like you can lose it, or as we were talking earlier, there's people that are going the other way. I see them closing off their chakra. It's real hard for metaphysical people to say, you know, someone's closing off their chakra, but it does happen. The lady was talking to me earlier, she's from business, and she goes, I can't believe all the people that are, you know, in the business world and how they're acting nowadays. And then I realize she's seeing people that are, they don't care about work, they don't care, they're disorientated, they're grumpy, and granted, they're always out there, those kinds, but we're so hyper, we're so positive in what we're doing. When someone comes along, it's kind of like a shock factor. You're like, what's going on with that person? And you see the crown chakra turning off. Do you do, you know what I'm talking about, Heather? What would you, I mean, you know, you're a healer.
People, oh yes, many different modalities.
Yes.
You know, one of the common things we see is, you know, people lose a little faith in themselves, and people lose a little faith in other people. And so the crown chakra gets a little sticky. And, you know, we need to get back as healers, we need to get in there and really kind of open up that dial and really just, you know, work through the energy so that they can allow that love and light to come through. And, you know, and you make so much better decisions when that crown chakra is open and the third eye is open. Well, when all our chakras are open, you know, you know, we make good decisions, you know, because everything's flowing the way it should be flowing. And people forget to take time for themselves. And that's the biggest thing that I see is, you know, take 10 minutes, take 20 minutes. It doesn't take long. You know, you can learn Reiki. Nobody can fail Reiki. You could do it on yourself. Of course, there's nothing like having someone do a Reiki session or a massage session on you. But, you know,
when you keep those dials, you know, full of love and light, you just make really great decisions and your body flows really nicely.
Mm. Tristan, you're on. We had you going and you've been back for 2 minutes. Would you like to contribute?
You know, I wasn't even able to hear the show. I just got on and was able to hear your guest speaking, so I do apologize for that.
That's all right. We've been having a wild day. Our psyche's gone wild, and I thank you for letting us know. We're having a little bit of problems. We've been having a little technical difficulty, and I apologize to you guys. You'll hear me with my sunflower seeds. Tristan and a few others let me know. I do eat them, and it's a habit. I'm a nervous person. I used to smoke, but now the last year I've been doing that. So we've got on here, we've got Heather DeLucio. She is a master Reiki. She is a reverend. She is on, and I always try to, it's True Psychics Network?
Yes.
It's
True Psychics Network, yeah, and .com.
Very good.
And myself and so many wonderful, eclectic people.
Very phenomenal, very gifted, very really excellent person. And we're just sitting here discussing about the healing and the different parts of people physically getting with their metaphysical and their psychic energy. And she was Mary Lou's on live. She's on here with us too. And we were discussing that she was saying she had no blood pulse, is what Mary Lou was telling us. And Heather was explaining to her about dancing, different things to do to help her. And I talked about descending. So I'm kind of giving her the feel on everybody here. And, you know, are you noticing that, Tristan?
There's a lot of feedback.
Yeah, I apologize. We seem to have got two Tristans now. But I don't know.
There
I
he is?
Just, yeah, there we got that, one.
Okay, that's really weird because all I keep hearing is you and then some other weird voice. I don't know where that voice is coming from.
That scares me. Me too.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear that because I, you know, and we've got on here, so we're going to go ahead and I've got the things going with the radio, and I apologize when it does this on Blog Talk Radio. Those of you guys that are regulars know that we always try to do this. Kelly experienced this a lot, too, when her and Tristan were working on the show, and I am right now really working on what we've got. We're going to continue on. We thank you, Heather, for being a guest, DeLucio. We really just welcome you here. Psyche's Gone Wild, having a fun phone day, and obviously we're a little silly on our phones. But the great thing is we've got quite a few callers, and we're going to go into giving these people a little bit of a mini. And we've got Cindy. Cindy, is there a question that you have for our wonderful guest, Heather?
Yes, awesome. Thank you so much. I feel really blessed. Heather, could you tell me what you see for me relationship-wise coming up for someone new?
Absolutely. It's not going to happen anytime quickly, okay? And I don't want you to get sad about this. I don't want you to get hard on yourself about this. And here's why, because immediately stepping in, I have spirit telling me, you got to love yourself. You're a wonderful, beautiful person with so much to offer and so many positives to offer. And you're really hard on yourself, and you shouldn't be this hard on yourself. So once you, you know, break down that wall where you're not so hard on yourself, I want you to write down exactly what you're looking for in a man and exactly what you're looking for in a relationship and watch how this light turns on and how all of a sudden you're going to start attracting new people into your life and really just kind of going on some dates and having some fun. And I feel like by November that you're going to be meeting this person who pretty much is the one. And he's the one that turns your light on even brighter. And he thinks like you, and he believes in a lot of the same things you do. So here's your chance now to really get it down on the paper, what you want to do, you know, what you're looking for. Put it out into the universe and know that universe is going to return this to you by November. And in the meantime, find your faith, find love for yourself, find love for everything in your life, and really just be really positive and just watch how your whole energy will shift towards the better. Not that you're bad now, don't get me wrong, but just trying to raise your vibration. Kind of like that in the gospel, you know, raise it really high and watch what the universe returns.
Cool. Very good. Well, I've been single for quite a while, and I keep thinking, well, I'm ready to move forward and get back into a relationship, move forward with my life. And I haven't been looking. I've just been, you know, thinking in my head.
Absolutely. And you know what? You're not going to.
And
he's just going to come to you, and you're going to know.
That was really a good wake-up call last night with the phone call. There was a reminder why he's my ex. With his tantrum. So I'm like, I didn't even need to. What was I thinking even considering going there again?
Go out and buy yourself some flowers, too.
Oh, you know, I started to do that the other day, and I didn't. I should.
Yes, you really need to go out and get some sunflowers and some daisies and get them on your table and get them on your desk and remember that, you know,
I'm in the grocery store the other day. All right. Well, thank you. That was very, very awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Many blessings.
You too.
Very good. I mean, Psyche's Gone Wild. We're going to take just a little short mini music here and see if we can clear it up. And hang on, we've got some more excitement, you guys. We've got our very gifted person that's on today, and our guest is Reverend Heather DeLucio, and she is of a very phenomenal Tibetan bowl vibrational therapy practitioner. And I am so excited. I didn't get to really do more of the testing that we were talking about with some of the things we were doing with subjects, and everybody's been sending to me. She's very gifted, very positive, very excited. We're just very happy to have her. And we're just going to take a little kind of a second break and see if we can get some of the other phones. I apologize to you guys in the room. I've had half and half, but some of you are getting through and some aren't. I apologize about the time, and I think that's part of it. Today when I went in to go in, twice it told me that the phone was very busy. It was at the last few minutes that I got in. We did have a little bit of a silly here with me and my timing, too, and then I messed up, and Heather was like, we both were like, So obviously it's what's meant to be and what we love happening, and we're going to continue in, is we're going to take just a minute break here. I'm going to play one of our guest songs, Jennifer Grimm's beautiful music. She did contact me. Her music is out on the fact that she's got it in her house. She said that she'll soon get with me. We'll have some new music from Jennifer. And a few of her friends are going to be surprise guests and a few of my clients on Psychics Gone Wild. So everybody just take a few minutes, get a little bit of a relax, put your feet back. We're going to still about 20 minutes of the show. Listen to Jennifer. You know, if you want to get that popsicle out of the fridge or, in my case, move your sunflower seeds and get ready to Psychics Gone Wild in just a few minutes.
You're so sincere. So now I come to you with open arms, nothing to hide. Believe what I say. So here I am with open arms, hoping you'll see what you love means to me. Open arms.
Very beautiful. Very excellent. I just got to tell you, I know there was a little bit of technical difficulties, but I do love Jennifer's voice. And those of you who did listen to that show, she's just a very positive California woman, very inspiring person. We've got you on the line here, Heather, and this is Heather DeLucio, our excellent guest today, our very gifted medium psychic who we were very fortunate to have. That I've got down the name, and I want you to tell us again. Quite a few people ask you what your show is on Blog Talk Radio.
It is the Spiritual Insight Show with Reverend Heather DeLuso and Reverend Tiffany White Sage Woman. It's on the True Psychics Network. If you look it up that way on Blog Talk Radio, True Psychics Network. It's every Wednesday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it's a beautiful hour of mini readings with my best friend. And we have a lot of fun. Lots of energy.
I just feel it. I've got it written down, and you're going to see psychics gone wild chasing you, listening to you. I'm really looking forward to it. And I just thank you, Heather, for coming on with us. We've got a few more people on the phone, and we're just having a little silly Sunday, Saturday, early day. So the Saturday this weekend saw us kind of have a little bit of a going. And I thank all of you guys who called in on the 773 number. We've had a dump a little bit. We've had kind of a lot of them in the chat room are saying that they've gotten knocked off. It's just one of those days. And the really fun thing about with Psychics Gone Wild and any Blog Talk Radio is you can always listen to the show. It's pretty much set on there, and you can come back and listen to the different ones. And I know that I'm going to want to hear the spiritual insights. I know we've got a lot of people. And Heather, I love the fact you've come on, and we're going to go ahead and go back to the show. We've got 818. You're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
I would love a reading. Anything you pick up from my energy.
Okay. Okay. Well, we're just going to, these gentlemen, I'll let the lady go first. We're both picking up energy with you. You are very intense. This is going to be a lot of fun. Okay, Heather, go ahead, and then I'll go.
Well, let me just say, you're telling me that you don't really have any need to call me because you know what you're doing. You are able to pick up and channel spirit just like we are, and you have a beautiful aura and a beautiful soul, and you... Oh, they're just so thankful for you helping so many people and putting yourself out on the line for so many people, and sometimes setting aside your own needs. And you have to remember not to set aside all your need, you know, all yourself. You have to take time for yourself. And oh my God, your energy is just so wonderful, and I can see why people just want to be around you, because it's just like fairies, you know. You're so sweet.
I agree with you, and she's. I've never met you, but I can feel a lot coming through the phone here. And you're not always though just helping others. It seems like you're doing a lot of stuff with yourself. You went through levels of change. You remind me of like the redwoods. Of like here's there, and here's some more growth. And then over here in my spare time, let's not forget this. You've got some other people that not only count on you, but I keep seeing, I see you as an older soul. I see you doing other work with other ones. The angels are telling me that when it comes to relationship, you have many people, and you have to be able to do this. I see sometimes that you kind of go into a little bit of a time where you're tired, and I see you putting out extra stuff. I'm not sure who else this other person is, but I see this other person working with you, and then I see you, like, bringing together. This is like an older, like a teacher or someone bringing to you, and then you hand this to the masses. You're just like what I would call, in our Native American, I would call you the in-between medicine man. You go to the hill, you bring the energy back. I see that you've sadly got a little bit of some aching going on here. You physically, it's not carrying just the weight, but I feel like there's some physical going on a little bit with your back. I feel like there's something here that I'm feeling some physical of it. And they said you're healing yourself. If this were a person that just didn't have these other energies, they would let this get to them. But you ache, and then you heal yourself and then go out and help others.
Well, it's probably the stress, and I am just learning, literally just learning as of just a few weeks ago, to meditate and receive message from spirit through meditation.
That's beautiful. Keep working on that, because it's going to be such a transformation for you.
You're really gifted.
From an early, early age, I have seen and heard messages. I've always been aware of what I used to call my guardian angel, and now I'm learning to call it my spirit guide. But I definitely want to explore that more. Definitely want to explore that more. And I am going through a crossroads in a personal relationship. And like you said, I'm always looking out for other people, and I sort of forgot about me for the last year and a half.
I see you also with this energy, and it's just it's like a tripod here. We've got me and you and Heather, and it's just like, and I feel like 220 of electricity. And what I love the angels are saying here is they're saying that you've got some other people. Hello? Yeah, I apologize. They said that you've got some other people working with the energy of it. And what they're showing me is that I'm going to have you say your first name for me again, because the energy is just really flowing.
Marie,
what they're also telling me, and this is really the excellent thing that we've got happening, it's like something else is kind of going on with you too, and that seems to be this relationship with another karmic energy, and that's what they're showing. They're showing me that this is part of where you've always been a bit ability to do this stuff, but this karmic energy, you had to handle this with this person and give them this time, and they kind of like, they just kept using and using, and all of a sudden your guide said, that's enough, and they just kept like a little kid kept reaching in to grab the cookie, and your guides were like, they're like trying to slap their hand. Pretty soon they're like, took the cookies away, is what they're telling me. And they're telling me that you're going to, you can tell I'm always hungry, I've got food on my mind, but it's like, the guys are telling me that they're saying cookies, and they're saying that you, Marie, are really going to be seeing him the next couple months, a lot more, not only the meditations, but the energies. I see you working, I'm working with a lot of people in my internet classes with psychics. I see you working with some other people, like we've got here. I'm like Reiki 1 and 2 with someone like Heather. I see you just going through all this extra stuff, and the reasoning is that I keep that physical, I feel like that ex-lover put some energies into you that's got to be pulled out. They're like kind of stuck in your back, they call them links, I think, healing. You'll have to help me here. Heather's, this is her area. They're like a link, and it's like, I see you like these cookies. I see them still wanting to get, can I have some more? And they're still out there, this relationship going, like they're trying to pull you, and your guys are going, no, don't touch this. And it makes me laugh, because I keep seeing the angels stand behind you.
But that's so weird you should say that, because I get phone calls sporadically from friends I've known and haven't spoken to years ago, who will call me and say, I just needed to talk to you. I needed to hear your voice. I don't know why, but I need to talk to you. You always make me feel better. It never dawned on me until a spiritual teacher told me last month. She's like, you're an empath, and people are drawn to you. You don't realize it, but even if you just give them your ear, it makes them feel good. And she's teaching me how to put that wall up, because
drain me with their negative energy.
Right.
And it definitely takes a toll on me, and I need to learn. I know it's not really a switch I can turn on and off, but I'm trying to learn how to just build the shields around me if I have to, because it does get to the point where it affects me, and then I might take it out on my kids. Or,
well, here's the thing. You have so many hidden treasures about you, and that's why I encourage you to keep meditating. You just, lying within you, you just have these beautiful gifts, and yes, you are an empath, and you are very intuitive. And this is why people are drawn to you, because your light is on. You're like an earthbound, almost angel-like, and you just attract people who have, as we call it in Reiki, dis-ease. You know, people need to tell you their problems because they feel better, and you don't pass any judgment on them. And it's happening right here and right now. All your hidden skills are coming forward to the surface, and you're like a pearl in a shell, you know? And, you know, I have to encourage you from spirit. They're telling me, make sure you stay grounded, make sure you stay, keep your head clear, and so that you continue to make really great decisions. And, you know, you have so many universal energies around you. It's not just angels. It's healing guides. It's spirit guide, and, you know, angels and archangels and Mother Earth is talking to you. You feel that pulse, you know, and you see it when people come and talk to you. So remember to stay clear and stay grounded, and, you know, protect yourself, smudge and whatnot, and, you know, keep meditating, and you will just understand eventually where you kind of fit into all of this, because you have so many gifts to give people.
I appreciate that. And I have a quick question or advice or guidance. My mother passed away 3 years ago. Both of my parents are deceased. My mother passed away 3 years ago, and I took care of her during her last few years, and I keep feeling like she comes to me in dreams. Some of them I do remember, a lot of them I don't remember. And now that I'm going through this really difficult time in my personal family relationship, I feel her presence, and I feel like she's giving me or trying to send me messages, but I can't tune in. I can't. What do you suggest, or do you pick up anything from?
Oh yeah, very much so. You know, she's coming in now. You know, she's sending you so much healing energy, and it's time for repair. It's time for healing with your relationship, especially in your family. She wants to be there right behind you because she was such a backbone. And, you know, she comes to you with this loving, loving light surrounding you. And she thanks you, and she loves you so much. And she wants you to know that she didn't suffer. And although the human body looked like it was suffering, she didn't suffer. And she's so thankful for such a dynamic woman you are. And you have this beautiful healing power, and she's just showering down on you. Keep looking for the good in everybody like you do, and including yourself.
Thank you, Heather. Thank you. True. We thank you, Marie. We got the last of our show with the last couple minutes. We're just going to kind of chat our way out, and we welcome all of you that have stayed with us. We've had a lot of fun, and we're going to kind of quiz a little bit here. I put in this site here. Those of you who want to get a hold of Heather, we've got her website. We're going to have her say that over here, and we're welcoming Heather to come back. We'd like to see her again, and we obviously this weekend has just been a wild weekend, and we know a lot of our people were saying that this is the weekend they all go out and drive for Memorial Day. Please be safe. We always pray and wish the best, and we know with the guides that we do the things that keep us safe, and we would just like to go ahead and go here with it. We've still got on the phone, you've hung with us, Mary Lou. How are you doing? Okay. I guess
I'm
with
good.
That phone. Okay, we got hi, Mary Lou.
I'm doing good. Thank you for the reading. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for calling in, and we want to just welcome you. And we always do this with the regulars of you guys. We always encourage you, please, you know, if you follow along, follow our show. We have been experienced, like I let everyone know at the beginning of the week, we've changed some of our hours. We're working a little bit on it. Last week was really just chaotic. And I do want to say a personal apology to anyone who did get offended on Blog Talk Radio because they were worried about their hours. We never compete with anybody. We believe in complimenting. And today we just really were grateful to have another guest. We're going to continue to be Psyches Gone Wild, listening to music, talking, reading, having fun. And if unfortunately a day we have to come on, last week we had to do a different thing because of California time and Eastern time. And so we did offend, unfortunately, a few people with the fact that we had changed. But those of you regulars who do listen in know that we're just here to have fun. Heather, is there anything you'd love to tell everybody?
Well, I just want to apologize for being late. I feel so terrible.
No, it was funny, and I love the fact.
I just feel awful.
Well, and you just have to come back and make up for it. Now you got to come back and see us twice in June, and we'll have you on the show, and we're looking forward to it. I know that you're very busy during the week. This is a very phenomenal person, people. As I was telling you earlier when we were doing the intros and going through the things, this is somebody who basically is doing this to help and basically doing this for the reason that she's got, and that obviously is to be a light worker. She's very gifted. We're talking about courses are available in psychic development. We've got Tibetan bowl, shamanic healing, chakra clearing and balancing, tarot reading. She gives psychic readings and healings with empathy, understanding. You know, what we were going through, we've had a lot of positive from people today just going, we want to talk. So Reverend Heather DeLucio was on today and will be again. And what we really want to thank you is the True Psychic Network is the organization you work for. And you were saying earlier, they've made contact with me. And it sounds like we're going to have more of the True Psychic Networks coming on Psyches Gone Wild, promoting, talking, and basically helping others. And I thank you for that, Heather. I'm really fortunate enough to get to speak with you first on this, and then today I thank you. Look at how many people you've helped here in just a short hour. You know,
Thank you. I'm humbled to be here, and I promise next time I won't be late.
Oh, you're so grounded. And what we've had is the whole fun of it that we've had with this on here. We had a show that once was 32 minutes, those of you remember, and the big funny, we've had shows that have went for over 2 hours, and like Kelly, our other person that works on here, joked and said she had one that was basically Kelly, and she said that it ended up being an hour, and then she realized she never was on actually the radio, so it's one of our archives that we want to find. But it was Kelly basically doing readings for herself. And we just laughed, so we know Psychics Gone Wild is a lot of silly, and if you're ready to do it, it's good. A friend of mine told me on this, he said, you know, we don't have a lot of big money behind us, and we don't have a lot of these things happening, but we sure have a lot of fun. And it's like, that's what I agree. And I think that's what it's about. Tristan, we'll try one more time. Are you on? I guess we've got something a little creepy there in Florida.
I'm here.
There she is. And thank you for coming in again and saying hello to us. And Tristan, one of our regulars who stops in and says hi and does her thing. Tristan, do you have a radio show they were talking about? We've had a couple people asking me, is there a place they can hear you other than Psychics Gone Wild that you're on?
Nope, I'm just with you for right now.
Just with us for right now, but you know that life's young and we know what the fun. We all will do our best, and we thank Tristan for coming in. We thank everyone, and we'll keep our prayers out. We know that Kelly's out there. Last we heard, she was in Idaho, headed back to Colorado, and so, you know, we're going to keep our good thoughts there and prayers with her. And the last minute of the show, I'm going to thank everyone and finish out with my silly little song and welcome everybody to write your thoughts to psychicjethro@aol.com. Write your ideas. Help pay attention to the signs that are out there, because we all know the Spirit moves us, and we thank you for letting us share that with you. Blessings to everyone. Have a nice day.